Support for this podcast of Weather with Cliff Mass comes from TakeWinterByStorm.org. Wrapping pipes and outdoor faucets so they won't freeze is the first line of defense when freezing weather hits the Northwest. Having an extra supply of blankets and clothing on hand is also wise. More tips and checklist are available at TakeWinterByStorm.org.
Hello to you. It might sound strange, but I wish it would rain.
That does sound strange. Who wishes for rain around here? But it turns out we're in a drought of sorts. I'm Keith Seinfeld, here with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and it's dry again. And Cliff, is that still in the forecast?
Well, we've had a little rain during the last day, but the first 2 weeks of December has been the driest first 2 weeks in history at SeaTac Airport and several other sites around here. So this has been an unusually dry period, and it all can be traced back to the high pressure, that ridge that's been sitting right over us.
And is that this weekend too?
Not entirely. Today, that weak disturbance is moving out, and we have a lot of clouds, a few sprinkles to the north, but generally dry today, but unfortunately a lot of clouds.
And it feels a little warmer to me too.
It is. In fact, we have relatively warm air above us right now. And so temperatures are in the 40s. We could even get into the lower 50s by later in the afternoon. So relatively warm compared to what we've had before. Then what happens is the ridge builds in again. So we get high pressure over us on Saturday. Should be no rain. There could be some low clouds in the morning, but they would probably break up by mid-morning, by noon, certainly, and we'll have some sun probably. So a pretty decent day, temperatures getting up around 50. So it'll seem mild compared to what we've had. Unfortunately, another weak disturbance is approaching, and later on Saturday, and certainly Saturday night and Sunday morning, we'll get another little bit of rain as a weak front moves through. Sunday will probably be mainly cloudy with some sprinkles, a little bit of light rain, particularly in the first half of the day.
So are we out of this inversion that we've been hearing about incessantly for a couple of weeks?
Well, we've had a little bit of a break. The fact is the ridge, which has been giving us the dry weather and the inversion, is weakening. And so we're starting to get systems coming through, weak ones, every few days. And the good thing about these systems is they break up the inversion. They mix up the atmosphere. You don't get the good surface cooling when you have the clouds from these weather disturbances over us. And so we have less of the inversion, less air quality. So it's a little bit more like normal.
More variety coming up this week.
That's right, but no big systems because the ridge is there enough that it's preventing any major systems, low-pressure systems, really strong fronts from coming in. So it's going to be this benign, you know, little bit of clouds and drizzle once in a while with some clear and sunny periods in between.
With the cold that we've had for the last couple of weeks, and especially when it's been getting down right near freezing, one thing I wonder, and I know a lot of people do, is at what point do we need to protect the plants? Are they going to get frost on them? Is the ground going to freeze? And you were writing the other day that the ground isn't necessarily the same temperature as what we think of as the temperature.
It's really fascinating. When you watch TV or listen to the radio and you get a temperature, it's generally at around 2 meters, 6 feet. That's the standard air temperature measuring location near the surface. But on these cold nights when we have clear skies, the Earth can radiate heat to space, the surface can be much, much colder. In fact, I went around my neighborhood with an infrared temperature measuring device called a radiometer.
What does that look like?
Well, it looks like a little gun. And you shoot it, it's a little laser on it, and I can tell what the temperature is at any point that laser's on.
And you went around your neighborhood with that at night?
I did. People may think I'm a little bit strange, perhaps. But in any case, the temperature at my house at 2 meters was 30 degrees. The concrete was 27, but the grass was 25. And so there can be very big differences, and that ground can be much, much colder than the air.
So even if it's not quite freezing out, maybe my plants are freezing.
Anytime the temperature gets to 35, 36 on these cold, you know, clear nights or near clear, the surface could be at freezing, even though the temperatures at, you know, 6 feet, 2 meters are 35, 36 degrees.
And that's just the cold air sinking down to foot level, I guess.
Well, what happens is the surface is like a refrigerator coil. The surface is very good at radiating infrared energy to space, so it cools. And so that's cold. That cools the air next to it. And cold air is dense and tends to hang close to the surface, so it tends not to mix out.
Wow. Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to a podcast of our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.